This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The Colorado Gives Foundation has awarded $100,000 in grants to Arvada. This for programs focused on a citywide effort to reduce housing insecurity. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Suburban Studios plans to use the grant money to continue providing transitional housing and support services at its extended stay hotel. The organization also offers housing navigation and career coaching. The program has helped 125 people find stable housing since January of 2025. Mission Arvada also received a grant. Its work is focused on services at a day shelter and collaborates with Suburban Studios to help people in need access services. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado has recorded another case of measles, on pace to top last year's high number. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
This makes 21 measles cases in 2026. Last year, Colorado recorded 36, which was far more than previous years. The state health department says an unvaccinated and known contact of a measles case in Lake County tested positive for measles. A spokeswoman says there is no risk to the public because there are no public exposures. Last month, an unvaccinated child in Lake County tested positive for the virus. The family had traveled to a state with recent measles cases. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A popular winter apple from the early 1900s has reemerged in Colorado Springs. The Wallbridge apple disappeared from shelves as refrigeration took over and growers transitioned to other strains. But Jude Schutemeyer with the Montezuma Restoration Project helped identify two Wallbridge apple trees near the Western Museum of Mining and Industry.
We knew they were clones. We knew they were grafted. That is what makes something a cultivar with apples. Apples from seed are their own unique thing. They are as different as all people are from each other.
Using evidence from historical documents as well as DNA, Schutemeyer and a panel of experts are confident the tree